720 WGN Psychic Denise Gazzardo. If you can't get through, you can always make an appointment, 815-398-3983, or find her at Denise Gazzardo Psychic on Facebook, and she joins us now. How are you, sister?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We are in some type of retrograde going on right now. Venus and Mercury, are we in two or three?
No, Venus and Jupiter are retrograde, so okay. They kind of happen back to back. So Venus went retrograde on Wednesday,
okay,
and then Jupiter went retrograde on Thursday. And so Venus is the planet of love and beauty and, you know, fashion and style. And so I'm strongly urging those of you who are ready to do a Britney Spears on their head, please wait. I'm sure there'll be provisions to, don't mess with your hair. That's what I'm trying to say. Please don't do it.
Don't mess with your hair. What, you're talking about beauty, but what about love? Is there any love in there or no?
Well, that's what's so funny, because we're in this lockdown, right?
We're in
this pandemic lockdown, so there may be people that are locked down together that aren't so happy about it, you know? because, you know, Venus is the planet of love, and but it can also encourage, now this will happen during Mercury retrograde as well, but it can also encourage loves from your past to try to pop up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And so, but sometimes it's good to hear them out. Maybe you need the validation that you didn't even realize you needed.
Huh.
You see what I mean?
Right.
And so, yeah.
So Mercury retrograde, things usually are upside down, turned backwards. We call it the upside down world. When is that? When does that start?
Oh, gosh. We just had one. I'm trying to think here.
Right, we just got through it, right? So we're not going to see one for a while, so we're good.
Well, they're about every 3 to 4 months. So, you know, the next one isn't until June 18th.
Okay.
And it's through July 12th. So that's like a three-week thing. Now this, and Mercury retrogrades aren't so bad, but I'm just grateful it's not all going down at once, because these two are enough.
Right.
But they don't have to have a negative. They don't have to have a negative effect. Now Jupiter is like what we would consider the lucky lotto ticket planet. Like everything Jupiter touches, it has the ability to make lemonade out of lemons. You know, so it retrograding can give you an opportunity to maybe retrace your steps a bit, and if you missed out on something. Even maybe with a work opportunity or whatever, this retrograde, and that lasts until, September 12th.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's a little bit longer.
So this is a good thing?
It can be a good thing, yes. This gives you a chance to retry for something. Let's say you were casting for a play or something. I'll just throw something ridiculous out, pull that out of our hats.
Okay.
And then, you weren't the right fit for this particular, situation. And then the person that actually took your place ends up backing out, or they're not, it turns out that you're the right fit after all. So it can be pretty nice, actually.
Now, would that work with a job, too, if someone's been trying to get a job and they originally said, not right now, but maybe that'll happen?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, very much so. Or maybe the employer chose someone that was they thought was the right fit, and they decided not to take the responsibility.
Okay.
There's opportunities. And then Venus is only retrograde till June 25th. And to think about that for a second. So it's not that bad.
Can you see Venus? I thought I read that on Facebook last night. Someone said that you could see Venus?
I think
in the sky?
I think so. There's some crazy. I didn't see it, but there's some crazy comet, I guess, that's blasting around this weekend too. It's sort of green, and
I don't know what I'm looking for. And I live in the city; it's kind of hard to see things in the sky because everything's so bright. But what do I look for? Am I looking for just a big light? Is that the planet Venus?
Yeah, when you see a comet, you'll know it because there's a tail. But the Venus thing, I think, is in the. You know, because I'm more into astrology than astronomy, but the Venus thing, I think, is in the western sky or something.
Yeah, that's what I read. Look west. Okay.
Yeah.
And we're going to take calls. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We don't want to hear about death or health. If you want to do that, you can call Denise at home and make an appointment. We're talking money here.
Staying positive,
relationships, moving, things like that. And I know you hate doing sports. Before we take a call, I got to ask you about this. The Last Dance tomorrow night, the 1998 Bulls, do they win the championship?
You know I'm going to say yes. It's the Bulls. You know I'm going to say yes. You know, I'm not going to cheer against our
old
alma mater here.
See in my head us winning the championship against the Jazz. All right, let's go to Barbara. Barbara, when's your birthday?
July 15th.
July 15th, you're a Cancer like my wife. Okay.
Right.
What would you like to know?
Just kind of interested in love and happiness, how the next few months are going to go.
We all want to know that, don't we? Denise, love and happiness for Barbara the Cancer. Okay.
You bet. I'm seeing a Virgo, Taurus, or Capricorn man in the picture here. And I'm also seeing a fire sign guy, too.
Oh.
Which would be an Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius. So one of these two may be under the influence of that Venus retrograde, you know, kind of thinking maybe I'll come around and you know, present myself in a better light, or maybe they're more prepared.
Really? A former love?
Interest. Let's make that.
A love,
we don't
interest.
Want,
okay.
Yeah, we don't want a former, you know. I mean, if it's done, we leave it done, right?
Barbara, is there anybody hanging around or anybody in the outfield right now that you can think of?
No, not really. My husband is an Aquarius.
And is he January or is he a...
He's on the cusp. He's January 20th.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you have it. There's your Capricorn.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I picked him up first, so we don't want to have any, you know. But you could have kind of, there could be some fun with maybe somebody from your past that, you know, reaches out through social media or something and you know, validates you somehow. And it always gives you a little boost, you know.
I've been saying this for the past few weeks during the self-quarantine, excuse me, is, you know, marriages are being tested all over the world. Maybe this is a time where people reconnect. Maybe that's it. Let's go to...
I believe that. Yeah.
Dave, you're on with Psychic Denise Gazzardo. When's your birth date?
March 6th.
Okay. What would you like to know?
It's about my love life, too. I guess money's really good. Business is really good. I have no complaints in that department. But,
excellent. That's good.
Yeah, I'm blessed.
I love hearing that. How about that? Money, job, good. Now he's looking for love. What do we see, Denise?
Okay, what was he going to say?
Go ahead, Dave. What were you going to say?
Yes, I just said was looking to see how my love life was going to be. I said money's good, job, or my business is great. So,
and it was March 6th.
Okay. Yeah.
So is there a Gemini, Pisces, or Sagittarius woman in your orbit right now?
No, there's really nobody. I was on the phone with one for 2 hours last night. I don't know when she's born, but...
Nice. Okay.
I was on the phone with a girl for two hours. Really?
See, we even with this social distancing, we find a way, don't we? Yeah.
Well, we're trying to figure out that way. We're on the phone, you know, it's like, how do we get together? What do we even do?
How'd you meet this girl?
You know, of course, online. I mean, it's one of those deals. That's about the only place, especially right now.
That's true, isn't it? Okay, I'm seeing a woman who is a sign of duality. Like, I'm, you know, she's either another Pisces like you, or a Gemini, or a Sagittarius. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So kind of mark those down, you know, because you are also a sign of duality. So those people are attracted to one another, and they find a way, you know, it's kind of like there's four people in the room. They never get bored. There's always a lot of lively conversation and connections and things of that nature.
Okay.
So, but I see it, I see this starting to activate in the next 4 to 6 weeks. So keep in touch with her.
Right when things
start. And we'll find out when her birthday is.
Yes,
you know?
You got to work that. If you're dating a girl, you want to find out when their birthday is. Thank you, Dave. Let's do Carl. Carl, you're on with Psychic Denise Gazzardo. When's your birthday?
Hey. Hello, Denise and company. I'm 10-3. I'm a Libra, and she is a 427, which is, I believe, a Taurus, right, Denise?
Yes.
Okay. What would you like to know? You want to know about a relationship? What?
I would like to know how you feel, Denise, about that combo platter.
I like the way you put things there. You know, love Libras and Tauruses together, and and it's quite common. It's more common than you'd realize, because you have, you know, Libra is balanced and fluent and encourages to be, you know, a little bit adventurous, and Taurus is grounded and steady and, you know, solid, right? So when the Taurus gets a little stuck, the Libra can pull the Taurus out of a rut. You know, come on, get in the car. We're going for a ride, right? And then when the Libra starts getting a little wound up, because they tend to do that, you know, they get really excited about something, or they get very animated or you know, anxious, and then the Taurus can bring you down to earth. I love it. I love it.
Excellente.
How about that,
I know,
Carl?
Right?
That's a good one. And Carl,
hey,
you sound like fun.
Sorry.
This is going to work out for you.
Can I mention one thing to you, Denise?
Sure.
Your voice reminds me so much. If I didn't know better, I've got a very good lady friend of mine named Anne, and you sound exactly like her.
Wow.
Look
at that. Carl, getting
it. It's nice, by the way. Yes.
Carl, thanks.
Well, thank
Have a great
you,
weekend.
Carl.
Okay. You too, guys. Stay well. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Very good.
I kind of felt something. Carl was trying to make the move there, Denise. I don't know what that was. Yes,
I don't know either.
Psychic,
but you know, I was going to ask him to invite us to the wedding, but maybe he's listening and
really?
He will.
It's that serious. You see that? That serious? Huh?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, I like it. Psychic Denise Gazzardo on the line. Remember, if you can't make it through, all the lines are full right now. You can make an appointment with her at her house, 815-398-3983, or find her on Facebook, Denise Gazzardo Psychic. Quick break. More with Denise next on 720 WGN. Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios, 312-981-7200. Our phone number on the phone with us is Denise Gazzardo. Remember, you can find her on Facebook, Denise Gazzardo Psychic, or make an appointment with her, 815-398-3983. Denise, you're a big pet person. During the pandemic, I have a dog, and I know my dog loves having us home. But there's some times where I'll look at Wrigley and I think to myself, this guy needs his alone time. And he's thinking, when is this guy just going to leave me alone? When is he going to go back to work?
You know, there's some truth to that, honestly. I mean, they kind of get this weekend mindset going on, and you know, where it's like, oh, yay, you know, family's home for the weekend. And then I think it creates a little bit of anxiety, too, in a way, because they're like, they start thinking, is everything okay? Plus, they're very empathic to our feelings, you know, if we're stressing out or...
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yep. Yep.
Or some people have the ability to work from home, you know, that they've been sent home with their work or computer. And so they don't understand, you know, I have to shut you out of this room because I'm doing a conference call with my boss. And there is a little bit of that, just, ugh, stop. I just, I just need to have some normalcy back.
Right. Yeah.
You're right. You know, you're hitting the nail right on the head. So
I feel bad when we all go back to work. But I feel like he's going to love it when we go back to work because he'll be able to sleep during the day, which he hasn't been able to. Let's get through some of these calls. Susan, when's your birthday?
July 2nd.
July 2nd. What would you like to know?
Money, job.
Money, job. We all want to know that, don't we, Susan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you said July 2nd?
Yes.
Okay. Let me take a look here. Now, did you maybe at the end of April or even so much as in the past couple weeks, did you throw your hat in the ring for a different position or an upgrade? Or did somebody talk to you about maybe integrating into some new responsibilities?
Well, I applied for another job.
Very good. Very good. Was that in the last, like, 2 weeks or so?
Within the last week.
Good, 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 good. Okay. Because this time frame seems to shine on you.
Yeah. We like that.
As far as...
There you go.
Yeah, as far as...
Show me the money.
Yeah.
Upgrades. Yes, absolutely. And I also feel like the team involved in this particular environment is, you know, more conducive. Like, everybody wants to, you know, everybody works and plays well with others, so that takes a lot of stress off. Even... You know, regardless of our current, you know, the planetary conditions as well as this pandemic, you know, and what that's doing to us stress-wise. So I feel like you're going to knock it out of the park here with this. So there was a good timing on your part.
Look at that, Susan.
Music to my ears.
Good luck.
Yeah, everything happens for a reason, too.
Thank
you. You know, we always have to remember.
Thanks, Susan. I like that. Let's go to Pete. Pete, when is your birthday?
Hey, it's July the 21st.
July, we get a lot of July birthdays here. So July 20th.
The second one, yes.
Wow, okay. What would you like to know?
I was curious. My mom, she used to have a lady that was an astrologist, and she knew a lot about natal charts. And one was done on my father and myself. And I was curious to find out about, that doesn't apply actually to the natal chart, but I was just wondering, what is the 12th house all about?
Okay, I can help you with that. Even though really psychic and bereavement work is what that's my specialty. But your 12th house is it's the mysteries, it's a time for introspection. You know, sometimes when you have 12th house activity, it can invoke the psychic abilities and or premonition dreams and things of that nature.
Oh.
So out of curiosity, what's going on in your 12th house?
Pete, what's going on in the 12th house?
I've been off for the past week on vacation, so I've had an opportunity to introspect. And other than that, I don't know. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that usually happens with the Cancerian, as you know.
Sure.
And that was something, though, that I happened to notice.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So we get a little downtime, but it's kind of like resting, but at the same time you're downloading. A lot of times when you have activity in your 12th house, you may be more prone to want to take naps or feel fatigued. And then you put pressure on yourself that you need to be more, you know, productive, right? And yet you need to understand that during this time you're subconsciously downloading like tons of valuable information. So it has its place.
Okay.
You know.
Well, let's go to Rick. We only have a few minutes left. Rick, when's your birthday?
Hi, guys. October 27th.
Okay, what would you like to know?
Well, I'm a recently retired firefighter, and want to know what my future has to hold.
Okay. It feels like I'm getting some, you know, building and developing and design kind of energy with you. Now, that could be in a virtual sense or it could be in a physical sense. So I'm wondering, has anybody approached you about, or had you thought about something along those lines, kind of to keep you busy and to activate?
Well, yeah, doing a little work, you know, doing some gardening now, trying to get some stuff going there. I want to work on the kitchen and that type of thing.
It sounds like all of us. We're all doing the same thing.
Yeah, right.
But yet you may find that this becomes a little contagious for you, and that other people may be seeking you out to, you know, maybe do some landscaping designs or come and help them with some projects and stuff. So there might be a little extra coin involved here. It'd be kind of fun.
I like that, and it's something that he loves.
Sure. And one more thing, Pete.
Yeah.
As far as looking at the planets in the sky,
yeah.
Try Google Sky Map. It's an app on the phone that once you put it on your phone, you can just hold your phone up to the sky, and it'll identify what you're looking at.
Oh my gosh, is that great? You're kidding.
I want that. I'm getting that. Thank you.
Wow, is that? I'm sure
it's absolutely the coolest thing. I'm an amateur astronomer now. Also, I just bought a nice telescope, so I'm going to be doing some of that sky watching myself. So.
I thought it
might be helpful to you. I've had it for a few years now.
And what firehouse were you at, Rick?
I was a Deerfield fireman for 28 years.
Love it. Nice job.
Thanks. Right on, dude.
Thanks for your service,
firemen,
man.
Are my heroes. I love them.
How about that? And they wear the cool clothes,
too. Thank you very much.
I
appreciate that.
Thanks, Rick. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Take care. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. See you, man. Denise, that's it. We're out of time.
It's good, though.
I know. It is a good
thing. There's a lot of, regardless of the current conditions, everybody was in pretty good spirits. I dig that. We're all adjusting well, and we're supporting each other, and it's really all we can do, right?
And it's Saturday, and it's almost cocktail hour, which is nice.
Oh,
yes.
Almost. It's a ways away for me yet, but...
You can find her on Facebook, Denise Gazzardo Psychic, or make an appointment with her at home, 815-398-3983. Have a great weekend, Denise. Thanks so much.
You too. Always a pleasure. Take care.